Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Little known omens that warned the Aztecs that their end was near. Terrible signs in the sky, strange creatures, and chilling omens. Whether or not you believe in omens, all of these strange events occurred before the fall of the Aztec Empire in Central America. What exactly were they? Some may have had rational explanations, but others, especially the last few, will defy all explanation. It's not often spoken of, but the fall of the Aztec Empire came with warnings prior to the arrival of the Spanish. The Aztec Empire was once a great and powerful alliance of three kingdoms in what is now Mexico. Its capital city, Tenochtitlan, once stood where Mexico City now stands. At the center of this empire were sophisticated systems of government and taxation, clever use of the military, and a deep reverence for the gods, complete with superstition and human sacrifice. Although the Aztecs were in power from around 1428 until the arrival of the Spanish in 1521, there were many omens spanning about 10 years that unsettled the Aztecs and foreshadowed their impending doom. Each creepy omen unsettled them more and more. These events were recorded in written records derived from Aztec sources and put together by a Spanish friar, Bernardino de Sahagún, and a chronicler and author named Diego Muñoz Camargo. In order of how they occurred, I will share these omens. The Sky Omen. The Aztecs were expert astrologers, but in around 1509, a strange light appeared in the sky that they had not predicted. They labelled it a plume of fire, and it was described as a streak of light in the sky. It remained in the sky for about a year, and it is said to have deeply unsettled the Aztec king, Moctezuma, and his priests. Even the commoners were in fear of it, as everyone could easily see it in the sky. It is recorded that people cried out in fear and dread when it first appeared. This mysterious streak of light was described as being long and thin at its end, and its front was rounder and wider. The plume of fire lit up the sky at night so brightly that it was as if it was constantly dawn. The Mysterious Temple Fire of Huitzilopochtli. The main god of the Aztec pantheon was Huitzilopochtli. He was the most revered god and was in effect the patron of the kingdom. The Aztecs strongly believed that he was with them in all their undertakings, and their military conquests from a small nomadic tribe to the powerful nation that they had become had been all thanks to his guidance. So, imagine their distress when the great temple of Huitzilopochtli in the capital city suddenly and mysteriously caught fire. It is said that the wooden beams of the temple suddenly caught fire without any known cause. As people nearby noticed the smoke and flames, they rushed over to help put out the fire. They dumped buckets of water on the flames to try and put out the fires. But instead of extinguishing the flames, the fires grew more and more fierce, spreading to other parts of the temple. The flames were so fierce that they shot up into the sky. Eventually, they did manage to put out the fire, but the great temple of their greatest god and their guide, Huitzilopochtli, was mostly in ruins. The people lamented the almost total destruction of their temple, and the priests, looking upon the ruins, knew that the omens were bad.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Temple and Monastery Complex of Xiuhtecuhtli. The day was cloudy and a mist hung in the air in a place called Sonmolco. This is where the temple complex of Xiuhtecuhtli stood. A drizzling, soft, gentle rain fell on the land and people went about their business as normal. There was no violent storm, and yet, out of nowhere, a bolt of lightning suddenly pierced through the day and struck the temple, setting it on fire immediately. There was no thunder crack or sound after the lightning strike, and no storm followed it. It was said at the time, quote, "the temple was struck by a blow from the sun," end quote. Fireballs in the sky. Remember that the Aztecs were very advanced with their astronomy? Now imagine their surprise at this next omen. They looked up to the heavens to see fire streaming across the sky from west to east during the daytime. As the fireball travelled across the sky, it suddenly divided into three parts, and as it did, it spat out sparks that glowed red like hot coals. On top of that, as the fireballs made their way across in that display, they made a terrible noise that frightened people. It must have been something akin to either a piercing or droning sound, as it was described as the shaking of 1,000 little bells. As people watched and heard them cross the sky, they grew worried and confused, and they cried out in fear. The waters of Lake Texcoco. The capital city, Tenochtitlan, was built on an island in the middle of Lake Texcoco. It was the lifeblood and center of the Aztec capital. One day, despite the fact that the weather was calm, without warning, the water in the lake heaved as if it were boiling up from the lake. The waters rose high up in the air and a large wave moved across the lake. It rocked the boats, nearly capsizing them, flooded some of the chinampas, these are the man-made islands where they grew their food, and then struck the city with great force. It flooded buildings, knocked houses into the lake, and caused further damage. It did not annihilate the city, but the effect was enough that everyone knew about it and grew very uneasy about what had just happened. From this point on, the omens would only get creepier and creepier. The Weeping Woman. It came to pass that people could hear a woman walking the streets of the capital, Tenochtitlan, crying out in the night. The woman could be heard as she called out crying for her children. Some variations of the story say that she cried out for her dead children, lamenting their loss. Alternatively, it is said that she cried that she could not help her children with statements such as, "My children, we must flee far away from this city," and, "My children, where shall I take you?" People would go out to help and console the weeping woman, but could never find anyone. Very soon, after occurring several times, the people began to grow fearful. No source of the crying was ever found. As a side note, this is believed to be the origin of the legend of La Llorona, a story deeply rooted in Latin American folklore that speaks of a wailing woman that cries for her children. The Bird of Lake Texcoco. One day, the fishermen on Lake Texcoco were out working and noticed a strange bird had been caught in their nets. It was a grey-coloured bird that looked like a crane. When they examined it carefully, they noticed it was unlike any other bird any of them had ever seen before. It had a round, flat surface on its head, and they thought it was a mirror. Being so rare a bird, and knowing that the king collected rare animals, it was immediately taken to King Moctezuma. When the bird was presented to the king, he noticed the mirror-like object on the bird's head, and he looked into it. There, he saw a vision. The image of the sky could be seen, and he could see the stars. He recognized some of the constellations in the bird's head, but then that image faded away to show open fields. On those fields, he could see great armies marching. Moctezuma saw strange-looking warriors riding on the backs of monstrous deer that were fighting each other in open combat. These strange warriors were spread out in an organized fashion. They marched in great numbers and moved forward quickly. They also carried weapons that Moctezuma didn't recognize. He was startled and looked away. He immediately called for the priests and wise men to come and explain what it was that he was seeing. The wise men and priests attended to assist the king, and here there are some differing accounts as to what happened next. One record says that the bird died before the wise men and priests arrived. Another says that they arrived and that the visions in the bird's head had vanished. And the last says that the strange bird had simply just disappeared. Either way, all the accounts describe the exact same terrifying vision. Two-headed man. People were terrified, as a two-headed man, or, quote, two men squeezed together, end quote, appeared in the city of the capital city, Tenochtitlan, walking the streets. Terrified, the people fled from him, and soon soldiers took the two-headed man before the king. The records say that as soon as the king Moctezuma set eyes on the two-headed man, that he simply disappeared. An alternative account to this story is that several two-headed men appeared in the city and were taken before the king, but that they also disappeared as soon as he laid eyes on them. To the Aztecs, these omens spelled certain death and ruin. They were filled with fear and couldn't make sense of the omens, and they feared the end of their time.
They were right. Shortly afterwards, in 1519, the Spanish arrived.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Geldwin windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.